Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode number 13. Today is Saturday, April the 9th, 2016. I am your host, Stone. And joining me today is my co-host, Lita. Lita, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic.
Okay. So, today's a little bit of a special show. We've got a bunch of stuff to go over, and let's get right into it. We are going to be giving away one copy of the Warcraft Chronicles book, and I have it right here. If you can see it, it's nice and wrapped up still, and it's plastic wrap, shrink wrap, all that stuff. Basically how I got this book was I placed the order in, and the post office did not deliver it because they forgot to give me the key to get the book. And I complained, and they sent me a new book that arrived. And I put in a ticket with the post office to say, hey, can you guys give me the key? And they did, and I got the new, and I got the original book. So now I have two books. I contacted Amazon, and they said that it was okay to keep it. So, I wanted to make sure because I didn't want to just keep it, right?
Yeah.
So, Basically, I have this free book. I could have just given it away to somebody, but I figured might as well let it be available for people that might not have had the chance to get it. So, I had a lot of help spreading the word about this. So I wanted to thank... there's going to be a fairly long list of people that helped me out with this. We had help from Pwncast. They always help us out. Belle and them, they do really, really good stuff. They're over at Pwncast dailyquest.com. BlizzNerds is basically, go to their Facebook group. They've got 4,100 plus folks that are in there. You can find them at facebook.com/groups/BlizzNerds. That's all one word. Hogeye from the BlizzCon Countdown podcast. Tanlin from Loot Table. Ufiley, who is actually one of our Iron Champions from WoW Rare Spawns. Medros from All Things Azeroth. The Frozen Fox from The Worgen's Howl. Razor70. Some lady named Lita. I don't know who that is.
Dodgy.
Sargeras Art. Ashanka from Convert to Raid. Ben Bumhoffer from Azeroth Roundtable. Poikle Satin. Marie Butts. Master Boomy from The Boomy Show. Karma Bob and Gnarly. Funny Corb 22. Marconin. Stream Tank. And Scrap. So, everybody, thank you for helping us with that. So, basically, how to enter. We're going to be using Moobot. And from what I understand, what I've written down here is that in order to enter, you need to type in the exclamation mark and raffle. So, like this. If you see that in chat, it should... Oh, and you also need to follow us on Twitch in order for you to enter. Okay? So, can some... Mm-hmm. Lita, could you try to
enter? Sure.
You're not going to be allowed to win, unfortunately, though. Okay. Just want to see user list. Why am I not seeing people? Are you not following me? Why is Moobot not doing this?
Doing it live, folks.
Well, yeah, I tested this before and it worked fine.
Yeah, but we've gone live. See?
The raffle it's has like entries in it. Do you want to reset it? No. Okay, so... It's just not already have it so pass. Okay, that's okay. If you already have this, that's okay. So if you were not following before and you entered, then you need to follow and then re-enter it with raffle. And apparently the user list does not want to show people that are in the raffle. So that's going to be fun times. Anyways, let's move on, and we'll have lots of chances. We're going to draw it later on, but there'll be lots of chances to enter and all that stuff. So, on to you, Lita.
Awesome. Okay. Well, everyone, just remember to give yourself... Oh, good. Awesome. My family is making lots of noise today. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. So, today, we have a special guest, and it is Stir. So, Stir, thank you for coming and hanging out with us and having a chat with us.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
We are thrilled to have you. So what we want to do, let's start off, if you can tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character.
Oh, sure. So in real life, I'm a scientist. I think that's the second scientist in the group besides Fur. And I work for a Fortune 50 company. And I've probably got the coolest job on the planet because in my job, I get paid to play with all the emerging technology that's coming out. Example, I get to mess with 3D printers, drones, virtual reality goggles, the Internet of Things. So it's just a blast of a job. And you probably noticed all my tune names, all my tunes are, they all end in Stir. So you can find a rather lengthy set of names on the Honored Dead list that end in Stir. That's how I keep track of them. So that's me.
Alan, as he's making comments about you. So.
Of course he is. Yeah. Those darn Australians.
Absolutely. All righty. So tell us, how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
Since 2006. And before that, I was kind of hooked on StarCraft. There was a whole bunch of us coworkers and friends who were just really big nuts into StarCraft, would have LAN parties and things like that. And so one of my coworkers comes along and says, "Hey, have you heard about this Iron Man challenge?" And I went, "No." So kind of got into it. And I just did the math. I have spent about $2,000 on World of Warcraft. So all the games, the expansions, the game time, about $2,000. So that's how long I've been in it.
Wow.
Now
I'm trying to think about how much I must have spent.
Yeah, let's not think about that.
I don't want to think about that.
That's just scary. Yeah, it's way too scary. awesome. Alrighty. So then how long have you been participating in doing the WoW challenges? And how did you actually get started with it?
So it was around April of 2012. So I guess 4 years almost. And again, a coworker just kind of mentioned it in the hallway and said, "Hey, you ought to check it out." You know, we were getting tired of the normal raids and the battlefields and stuff like that. I was doing PvP on Wintergrasp almost every day just to piss off the horde. And so I got into, I thought, okay, yeah, not dying, that's easy. And of course, I died at level 7 and went, hey, and been hooked ever since.
I think we've all had that level 7 death. Definitely. Some of us may have even had like a level 4 death. Orderly. So,
or level 1, Mr. Australian.
Or level 1. Nice. Alrighty. So then you are the guild master of the official Iron Man guild. So then tell us, what has it been like basically managing the guild and the influx of people playing challenge tunes at the moment? Because it's just, I mean, you've obviously seen a huge impact in tunes increasing over the last, 6 months, 12 months, things like that?
Yeah, sure. You know, managing the guild is actually pretty easy because, one, I've got a whole bunch of guildies that have been around for a long time, and they help out with bringing in new folks and introducing them to the rules and things like that. So that's easy. And we don't have a guild bank. And that's probably the most time-consuming thing of a guildmaster is managing the bank and all its slots and going after people who raid it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that part's pretty easy. Probably the best part about the guild is that we're so diverse. We have Canadians and Europeans and North America and Asians. And so the diversity is really pretty cool. And all sorts of time slots. We even have some folks from California. You know, they're a whole different kind of country too. And but it's actually pretty easy from that perspective. We hit 900 members about a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And so we pared it down to, if you've been logged in within the last 90 days, then you're still in the guild. And even then, it's still at 700 members. So we've got a very active guild.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. All right. So for you, what class and races have you tried with your challenge tunes? And what have you found to be works best for you so far?
My main has always been a rogue. And I've always played a rogue before Iron Man, and I really enjoyed PvP, and so I've been just doggedly trying to get a rogue to 100, and I have not.
Gotta
thank
hurry.
You for reminding me, ASY. But I did get two rogues to 90 when that was the level cap, and so my highest is 95, and which means I'm number one on the Honored Dead list, which... Thank you, Lyson, for not bumping me off of the Honored Dead list. I appreciate that. Glad you made it to Warrior. Rogue, and then a couple of times of Druid and Monk just for fun. One of the tips you learn if you're a really dedicated Iron is you try to play when you have rested time, you know, for rested experience. And so I'll play the Monk and the Druid as an alternate to when I run out of rest on the rogue.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. All right. So have you got any plans, or do you like to plan ahead as to what would you like to level with your challenge tunes? Are you sticking mostly to irons or bloodthirsty or pacifists? Is there anything that you haven't tried?
Yeah, good question. I think it would be fun once to get a normal iron to 100, then to also try maybe the variations like a monk rogue and or a panda rogue. And but then I really like monk too. That's, you know, people will sometimes ask, well, is rogue fun? It's kind of fun, but it's also a lot. It's hard, of course, because it's melee. But Monk is so much fun with that paralysis and that touch of death. You just go up to things and just go, you're dead. And you're like, oh. You know, whereas you have to take it in the face with the rogue. It's so that'd be next.
Okay. Very cool. So for you, fondest WoW challenge tune memories. Surely you've got something that you can share with us.
Yeah. You know, I gave that a lot of thought, and I got to tell you, my favorite moments has been, and the best memories have been, the ongoing conversations in the guild chat channel. Because as you know, Iron Man is pretty much a solo kind of thing, and you could go create a tune on any server you want and try to level it. But it really, I think it really changes the experience being part of the guild and part of the chat channel, because there's always somebody there and they're always asking questions or cracking a joke or just small talk. And that, I think, is what adds to the experience. My favorite, in fact, I think there's a number of folks in the guild who are just there for the social aspect of it as opposed to the actual leveling of it, which is quite all right. We don't care. That's my best memory. And the jokes. I get teased a lot about the jokes, but it's what keeps the, you know, the guild going.
They're bad jokes. I've seen two.
They are bad jokes.
Are they dad jokes? Are they like bad dad jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
They're no. They just, they're okay. bad. I might have to come bad over and experience punny jokes. It. Definitely.
You're so punny.
Very punny. Nice. A few Murloc jokes.
I like jokes.
Well, you know what's funny is people will die, and that's a very frustrating moment for most, and you know, especially mm-hmm. after you put in so much time. And if you can kind of lighten it up, and you know, like one guy was in Western Plaguelands. He was in the cornfield, and you know how you have to click the little husk, you know, the little things of corn, mm-hmm. and then a monster comes out, and you have to attack it. Well, he died. And we're all like, oh man, rip. And then the jokes started coming out. Like, you know, someone else said, well, you know, once you pop, you can't stop. Another person said, damn shame. You know, that's real starchy food there. And it just lightens the moment.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. It always is certainly a different feeling when you lose a tune and you know someone cracks up. Like I've had it when I've been in vent with the boys and I'm just like, no, screech through vent, and they just, you know, some funny little remark that's like, I'm trying to cry but you guys have got me laughing. So it's nice to see that, you know, there's a guild that can rally around that and have some fun with it, which is awesome.
Oh, sure.
All right. Yeah. It makes playing just so much more enjoyable as well if you've got people that you can have a laugh with and have a bit of fun with. So that's good. For you, when you're leveling, do you have zones that you like to, a path that you like to follow through with leveling and like a fastest, efficient way? Have you scoped out exactly what you're doing at the moment for your, what was it, 94?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm laughing because I've got over 50 dead tunes, and so you kind of get pretty good at re-leveling. A good example is I totally skip STV. I just hate that zone. Killing all those animals, you know, for nesting way is just no fun. But you do learn a couple of things, Lita. Like, for example, you don't have to explore every part of a zone. You don't have to do every quest. And so you can always tell the new guys who join in because they're mm-hmm. like, well, I'm trying to get the Discoverer achievement. And I'm trying to get the, I'm going to go for, you know, all quest completed achievements. And it's like, you really don't need to. But I love doing predominantly Alliance zones. Because I've found out the hard way, if you get near a horde camp, they'll kill you.
I think somebody else knows that too.
I would beg to say it's the other way around. But, yeah.
And so these Iron Men who will go and, you know, do zones like Stone Talon and some of the other horde-ish areas are just asking for it. You know, they're going to get too close. But I really enjoy doing the Night Elf starting area and then heading over to Loch Modan. So, you know, we're all like a broken record. You know, a new person will join and they'll say, where to next? And we all scream out, Loch Modan, don't go to Red Ridge. And then, you know, on up through Arathi and Hinterlands and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what zone do you think is the most unfriendly at the moment? Like, I know you've said about the Horde, but is there something that just utterly stands out in all of the zones that you're just like, yeah, everyone needs to stay away from that zone?
Oh, for sure. Red Ridge is one. And Dead Ridge. Don't go to Dead Ridge. Stay out of Red Ridge. Mm-hmm. It's just a bad zone. It's got some buggy quest, and you're... Most people die. There's a few who've made it, and they like to brag about it. But
I'll say I made it once, and then I died once, and I'm never going back. Mm-hmm.
The other zone has got to be Hellfire Peninsula, and for two reasons. One, most irons don't have much practice in Hellfire. I mean, it's taken them, you know, a month or two to get to level 60. And when you go over to Hellfire, it is a real shock because, one, their mobs are a lot closer together. There's more pats. And all the creatures hit really hard. And so for those, you just feel so bad for folks who make it to Hellfire. And on their first day there, they're dead. It's just a rough zone. In fact, here's your tip. Go to Zangomarsh instead. It's a little bit friendlier than Hellfire.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Go straight through.
Yeah, just skip it.
Okay.
Even like at 60?
Yeah. Yeah, really? You can.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's number, right. Yes.
There's
right,
a number of pickup quests there. You know, like go get a soil sample and go pick up some mushrooms and go look over here why there's a disturbance. There's just a number of non-combat quests in Zanga. And you could also do the non-combat in Hellfire, like the Zeppelin parts and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really good. That's a great tip. All righty. So then for you, okay, this one always, I like this question because there's so many different ways that you can die. So for you, what has been one of the worst or most embarrassing ways that you've died as a WoW challenge toon?
My worst and most embarrassing is drowning in Theramore. Sorry. I just needed one more Thresher oil, and you're all the way down at the bottom. You're going after those little dinosaur guys, and by the time you hear the noise that you're drowning, you can't get to the surface quick enough.
Oh no!
So what a newbie mistake, you know? Don't you watch the little breathe bar? But so that's my most embarrassing, and then I'm sure my guildies would say, well, how about how many 80s you've killed in this game? That should be pretty embarrassing too, but yeah.
Well, I do like the dying to the underwater breathing is definitely something, you know, you think there should be like bubbles, that like a noise effect when you're underwater.
Well, there is.
And as it gets closer to time, that, you know, it could be like, like you're,
that was, exactly.
That would, maybe make it louder.
It's like fatigue. You know, you can actually, if you've got one of those mice that you can click and lock, you know, so you're in flight and you just click your mouse and it will fly for you. You got to be careful not to fly over ocean like I did once in North End, going from Dragon Blight to the other side. I thought it was taking a shortcut and I wasn't even paying attention. And then suddenly when it makes that fatigue noise, you can't get back over land quick enough. And boom.
That's true. Good point. Alrighty. So then for you, I know you've given us some really good tips so far, but advice for anyone wanting to try a challenge tune for the very first time, what would be your biggest advice that you'd give them?
Probably always try. It's hard because certain classes are damn near impossible, like warrior. Hats off to Lyson for making it. But play your best class. So if hunter or druid or monk, you know, rogue, if that's your best class, play that, because guess what? You will use every trick in the book to stay alive. And so if you're learning hunter for the first time, you're not going to live very long. You're going to do the wrong thing with your pet and die. So play your best class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really good advice. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that you can stick around. Well, you have to, because we're doing a slideshow. So what we might do is go straight into Stir's slideshow.
Is that your bumper?
That's the bumper. We're just making
them
up as we go along.
I'm so glad that we don't have pre-made ones so we can make you do them.
Yeah, thanks. Awesome. Thanks for that. That's right. All right, Star, over to you. Slideshows.
All right, I think he's going to be popping it up. If you look at his screen, he should be changing it over. Where is it? Where's my Skype?
Oh.
Skype.
It's all you, buddy.
Oh, me?
Yeah, it's slideshow time, my friend.
Oh, Oh, okay. So slideshow's next. Yeah, slideshow. One of the things I wanted to share with you guys is some guild statistics. And so there's my main stir. Let's see. It takes a second for it to come in. But we'll give it just a second. There's a little bit of latency. Dun, 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 dun. All right. So there's my main. And that's also the logo I post under on the forums and stuff like that. So there's our... Coming up next is our... logo for the guild, and it's a four-leaf clover for good luck, because irons need good luck. And this was done by a number of us, including Ash and Fur, and I don't think ASY wanted to vote on it. He said no, he wanted a skull and crossbones or something like that, but you know, that's a death logo, that's no good for irons. So The next bit of statistics is a little bit about irons in general. As you know, if you go to the main WoW Challenges scoreboard, you will see that Iron Man stats. One of the things that you have seen is that there's 14 100s have made it error-free to 100. And of those, 8 of them are in the WoW Iron Man Guild.
And coincidence? So those, I don't think so. Sorry.
Is it showing?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. I was just saying that it's not a coincidence that 8 of them are in the guild. Okay. Right.
Yeah. In fact, if Lyson would add his first 100, Priest would have 9 in the guild. So 6 hunters, 3 druids, 2 priests, and then 1 monk, warlock, and warrior. So no paladin, rogue, mage, or shaman has made it. Or you could say DK if you want to kind of give them a little bit of a break and say they're part of the challenge too. So let's talk about the stats. So right now, within the last 90 days, we have over 700 members who have logged in. And of that, out of 700, 670 of them are regular irons. So 95% of the guild is just regular Iron Man. We have 25 bloodthirsty grinders, and as of right now, 13 registered pacifists. It seems like there'd be more pacifists, or they just haven't registered on the main site yet.
Well, it's funny. I find that there's less bloodthirsty now, at least as far as when I get my reports. I think it just might be that mainly maybe there's not as many in our guild versus overall.
Yeah. And the average death is in the 20s. So if you scroll through the guild roster and you look at how many and what levels they're at and sort it by level, you'll find that most of the deaths are in the 20s, and that kind of makes sense. And the good news is people usually re-roll and they start all over again, but you know, it's up there. And by the time you get up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, people have learned to be a lot more careful and they don't die as frequently. But the average death is teenagers, I would guess.
Maybe.
So maybe it's me. From a guild stats perspective, as far as makeup, we have roughly 40% are Night Elf. And obviously, most people pick Night Elf for the Shadow Meld because that gets you out of most of the trouble. 30% human, 10% each of Dwarfs and Draenees, and 5% of Pandaren, Worgens, and Gnomes. Okay. So that would be the other piece of advice, Lita, that you were asking for is... You know, always pick Night Elf. That Shadow Meld, you know, is just a get out of jail card so often.
Yeah.
The number one killer of irons continues to be death. hey, nice. you're gonna get these jokes whether you want them or not.
I'm gonna flip the table soon.
And the 2/3 of attempts stops within 1 month. And so it seems like a good majority of folks, they'll come in, they'll hear about the Iron Man challenge. They'll give it a shot for a couple of weeks. And most of them don't last more than a month. The cool thing is we have quite a few regulars who are there all the time, and some very persistent people, and so we have the continuity and to giving advice and stuff like that. So for myself, I have over 50 attempts, and I think I mentioned earlier that Pooster is number one on the honored dead list, and I'd like to kind of stay there. The good news is nobody really wants to bump me off there. It's like nobody wants to get to 96 and then die, so that's the good news. two rogues to 90 when that was the level cap, and I really like to play the role of guild medical examiner and guild coroner. And so when someone dies, you know, we'll go pick up their remains, hold a service, and you know, rummage through their backpack and see what they got and stuff like that. So since I've got over 50 dead rogues or 50 dead different characters, you probably wanted to know, well, what are the top ways you have died? And so I've went back and looked at the stats. Named NPCs, bosses are the number one way I've died. You know, so if you know, back to your tips of, well, if you don't go after named, well, then you likely will live longer. And that's probably true. Yeah. Named bosses are always harder. They usually have some kind of special ability. And you always find out the hard way, you know. So one, by the way, that's another tip, have a scout. So if you're going to go take on a named boss you've never done before, if you use one of your dead irons from before to try it out, well, then that's a nice way of doing it. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down the words final code because that in Tech Forest, that dude up on the tower has killed so many irons who've tried to take him on. My next number one way of dying is stupidity. And it's you know, it's newbie mistakes, like, for example, not waiting for a cooldown. So, you know, you just popped, you know, Shadow Meld or Vanish, and you're waiting for it to cool down. And you really want that rare, and you see other players approaching, and you're like, I got to go get it. And it's going to go bad for you if you don't, you know, wait for cooldowns and things like that. Game glitches, and I've got a screenshot of one. So it seems like Blizzard introduces the most mistakes and glitches right after a major patch. And I have been dropped down volcanoes. I have been dropped out in the middle of the ocean just between boat rides. I have experienced, they didn't maybe squish the hunters, you know, aimed shot, things like that. Just lots of different ways of dying. So right after a major patch, don't play your favorite iron because it's dangerous. Rares, greed, horde camps. I've been one-shotted a number of times. The worst is Badlands. You get over to Badlands, you know, you're just kind of walking around, and you get too close to that one horde camp, and boom, you're dead. Mobs and aggro. I get chased by mobs quite a bit, or aggro, and disconnects. And besides the drowning, you know, being careless after 70 is probably my most embarrassing ways of dying. So here's an example of a game glitch. I actually did a screenshot of it, of the death recap, and it should show up here in just a second. And so I am in Crystal Song Forest, and, you know, really close to Dalaran down below, and you have to go get some stones off the ground or some crystallized energy or something. And so I'm just sitting there. I attacked one of those spiritual ghosty hunters, and I accidentally aggroed two of them. So I'm killing one. I'm two levels above him. Well, I'm far enough away, you know, 700, 700, 700, 13,000 points. So you can see from this glitch that they did not adjust the damage of the aimed shot. And so, boom, dead.
Do you know, is this a bug still? Like,
yes,
is this still here?
It is still a bug today.
Okay. Have you put in a bug report? Because stuff like this, I would jump all over that, man. be like,
yeah,
dude, you guys need to fix this.
I know. And no, I have not put in a bug report. So maybe you can teach me offline how to do that.
Where's my OneNote? Right. I need to do it live, otherwise I'm going to forget. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
And then here's the last slide so that you guys don't fall asleep. Blizzard math. I've got tangible proof that Blizzard does not know how to do basic math. And that is, you know, you're in Duskwood, you get the Flash bundle, and you read the description. It says, calls down a pillar of fire, burns all enemies within an area for 0 fire damage, and additional 0 fire damage over 8 seconds. So here you are casting this thing. It's not doing anything. You're getting beat up in the meantime. And so using the Flash bundle is no good.
I wonder if that was like a holdover from the squish. If it didn't quite work too well on this thing.
Could be. So anyway, that was the last slide. So back to you guys.
Wow. That was a lot of stuff, man. That was awesome. Oops.
Yeah. The stats fascinate me.
You would really kind of expect it from a tech guy, wouldn't you?
Maybe a little bit. Just a little?
Oh, that's good.
Okay, I'm just going to readjust your screen because what I did for the slideshow is made you nice and big.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. What's next? Oh, it's the giveaway reminder?
Giveaway reminder. So, yes.
Yeah, so I did a quick test on my end, and it did pick a winner. So even though it's not showing up a list of who was able to enter, it was able to pick somebody. So I know it's working. So in order to enter for, again, if you're just coming in right now, we're giving this away. I don't care where you live. It's kind of hard to see because of the glare.
Tilt it down.
Son of a. Let's see. There we go. Yep. Even though it's backwards. Anyways, we're going to give that away. You just have to type in !raffle like so to enter, and we'll be giving it away in a bit. What's next?
All right. It's news in the world of Warcraft. Sorry. News in the world of Warcraft. Stone.
So BlizzCon. BlizzCon, man. Finally.
Wasn't that like the world's biggest not kept secret or whatever?
Well, we all kind of knew it was going to be around there. And then when MMO Champion had that leak that post about that accidental leak, it was like, oh my goodness. But it's like, yeah, you still can't go book your room because, well, you can, but you kind of can't until it's like official, right? So, but yeah, November 4th and 5th, Friday, Saturday, still only 2 days again this year. There's been talk of, hey, why don't we make it like 3 days? But I'm not sure if, you know, I guess they could squeeze in more stuff for 3 days. Maybe as they add more of their games and stuff like that. You know how they're doing Heroes of the Storm and they're doing a Hearthstone thing. Maybe they would add another day in, but definitely not this year. I would say if you want to go, book your room now, because the Hilton is now at $600 plus a night. I booked them. So I booked all of October and all of November with them. And they have this rule saying that you can cancel up to 24 hours prior to your date. So yep. I just booked them all up and I said, it's going to be somewhere in there. I'm good to go. And once we announce a date, then I'll cancel everything else and keep that one. So I kind of feel like the Hilton is money grabbing because they know people are going to book it. And
yeah, well, they'd have to.
Well, I heard that they're not quite happy with BlizzCon folks because apparently we're rowdy. I will say that on Saturday night, Blizzard hired a DJ to play in the bar.
Yeah.
And it was really loud. Now, as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't rowdy to the point where people were fighting or anything. It was just, we're all just having a good time, right?
Yeah.
Nothing broke, you know, there weren't any bad things. So, the beer was $10 a bottle. I've also heard that there is one homeowners association nearby that said that they're going to refuse people renting houses for BlizzCon because there were apparently some bad apples there. You know, the houses were not left in the best of conditions, right? Which I would say, if you're going to go to BlizzCon, you know, just even when you are running around in WoW and you're a member of XYZ, you know, guild and raid, you know, team and all this, just remember that you represent everyone. And maybe, you know, for the folks that were doing some stuff in the houses, you know, probably not the best thing to have done, and now now some folks that found a cheaper way to get around the hotels are kind of SOL a bit. So there are some people trying to find hotels and all that. I would say if you are planning on going, go now. The other places will not be as high as $600 a night. From what I understand, anything that's open right now is generally about $200 a night. And if you get a roommate, then it's not so bad and all that stuff. So, hey, cool. I see Iron Stevie, who is Euphile in Roguesters.
It's a bunny! Nice.
So, yeah, that's it for BlizzCon. Just moving on. And the last thing I want to say about BlizzCon, sorry, is that if you have the money to go. If you've never been, go once. It is something that you will never ever forget. It's one of the best things that I've ever gone to in my entire life. Wow, you're doing the sexy dance, sir. I'm looking at a screen, like, work it.
Podcast guys, clean.
Okay, moving on. We've got Legion Alpha. They came out with a new build earlier this week, and it was it's build number 21414. And the only reason why we're going to go over it is the only thing that was really changed was for Death Knights. Before I was saying that it was very hard. You could not get out of the first few quests without changing over to Frost. Well, now they've added Deathstrike, Festering Strike, which doesn't really count, and Outbreak. So Outbreak is key because Outbreak now lets you generate runic power to fire your Death Coil, and it makes it a lot easier to get out of that zone now. So you don't need to switch to Frost. Now it seems like you can pretty much pick any spec. And I think I might do a stream just to see how far I can get this to basically compare it to what we have now. I just from killing that first guy, I kind of feel like it's a lot easier. I did not need to run as fast. I did not need to pat him up and back and forth from the top of the arena into the bottom. It feels easier. Let's just leave it at that. But they're still going to remain in a completely different list and not in the main list. So we're not going to do any flags as we said last episode. And that's it, really.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So we've got some site news.
Okay.
And we've got an audio that we want to play to everyone. And this is our Iron Spotlight audio with Mug Hunt. And now our iron spotlight for this week is we've got Margafun here to talk about his level 100 Iron Hunter. Marg Hunt that you got level 100 a couple weeks ago, which was awesome. Hey, so thank you for coming and having a chat with Stone and myself. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character?
Well, my name's Dan. I'm 34 years old. I'm father of two. Little girl, Layla, she's six. Kane's three. And I'm a stay-at-home dad. I get the luxury of staying at home with the children while the missus goes out to work.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it. I love being with the kids. So.
Yeah.
And I get lots of WoW time. So.
Ah, nice.
But all that right. changes in September when the boy goes full time.
Aha. All righty. So then how long have you been playing WoW?
I started WoW in the middle of Burning Crusade. Well, I was just watching friends of friends playing. When I'd go round, I'd be playing on the PlayStation. I'd be playing in the background. I didn't really understand the game or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But then my friend got Burning Crusade, and as soon as I got on it, I was hooked. And I'm 10 years later. I'm still playing. So yeah, that's when I started Burning Crusade.
All right. And how long have you been participating in the WoW Challenges?
I started the WoW Challenge just before Christmas. I was raiding, doing Mythic. We was on Mythic Sol Harak at the time, and we had a break over Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it got to come back to raiding, and I just didn't feel it. I was just like, I can't. People were leaving the guild because things were getting hard, and you know how it is probably. And I just didn't feel it. So I was watching Asmongold, actually. It was just on the show. I was watching. And he was doing the Iron Man. I didn't really know what it was, so I looked it up. And, yeah, I've been hooked since. I love it. I love the Iron Man Challenge. So.
Yeah.
I would be unsubscribed at this point if it wasn't for the Iron Man Challenge. So.
Wow.
Blizzard have got a lot to thank for the Iron Man Challenge.
Okay. Well, then tell us what your leveling experience has been with, like we said earlier, you've just got yourself a brand new level 100 iron, which has been the 14th iron for this expansion, which is amazing, and the 7th hunter so far this expansion. So what was your experience like leveling through all the, you know, just leveling an iron tune?
Well, I was thinking about that, and to be honest, it's the whole experience was, I mean, it was my 13th try, I must add. Mm-hmm. but the whole experience was all 13 tries. It was from the first iron I made until my level 100, the whole experience was encompassed in that whole time. Basically, every death that I had, every mistake, every, you know, thing that I did wrong, I learned from. So the whole experience was the whole time that the first iron I made right until my 100. It like created a blueprint that helped me achieve basically what I set out to do was to get a level 100.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did you stick with the same class and race for all the other ones? Like your hunter, what class and race is your hunter as is?
Night elf.
Mm-hmm.
Night elf all the way. I wouldn't I wouldn't make anything other than night elf.
Yeah. And what was the and why was that? Was it because of you know, having the shadow meld and, you know, having the availability of a few extra
shadow melds? I mean, when I looked at that, because I think when I started there was only 10 level 100s at that point, or maybe 9. I think was it Lysandy made a petless hunter. I think that was the last 100. And I was just looking at all the 100s, and I just see Night Elf Hunter, Night Elf Hunter, Night Elf Hunter, or Hunter, Hunter. And I was like, well, okay, Night Elf Hunter it is. And I just stuck with that all the way through. Mm-hmm. Okay. Night Elf Hunt, for me, I wouldn't say it's the easiest because it's never easy. It's just not easy. I would say it's less of a challenge. But if you really want, if you want to set out to get a level 100, if that's what you really want to do, make a Night Elf Hunter. It really is, you know, you've got your stabilizers on. If you're learning how to ride this bike, which is the Ironman challenge, make a Night Elf Hunter. If you really want to get to 100, when you get there, you know, take the stabilizers off, do a monk, do a druid. And then when you're really good at it and you really know how to get there, you know, make a warrior.
Warriors are rough.
I see we've nearly got one, so
yeah.
But that's Lysand, isn't it? And I think he's like the man. I don't know if it's a woman or a man, but
It's a boy.
He is the Iron Man, isn't he? I see.
Okay. So for you, what was the most challenging aspect with leveling an Iron Tune?
Well, without doubt, it was just coming back time after time, really. Mm-hmm. Especially having the heart and determination to just come back time after time. And especially when you die at 68, 78. And
yeah.
My highest death was 85. And that tore my soul, literally tore my soul from my body when that happened. And I've got a story about actually, I mean, my missus found me in the cupboard, and I'm not lying. I was in the cupboard. There's a laundry cupboard opposite the bedroom, and she opened the door and she went, "What are you doing in there?" And I was like, "Just don't ask. I just need time to myself."
Yeah.
You know, it took me about a week to get over that. I was really considering when I died at 85 just to not do it anymore, because it really hurt.
It hurt.
Yeah. That was the one. That was the hunter just before Mark Hunt. So I came back. I came back strong, and I got there. And I think you were saying, I think it was two podcasts ago, you was commenting on about, is it Azulun? You was praising him, how he's just got the determination to just come back and come back, dying in his 80s, 90s, but just coming back and doing it again.
Yeah, he's such
I like
a
to
machine.
Think I've got that determination. Well,
yeah,
if I didn't before, I've got it now. I've certainly got that determination now.
Yeah, and I think that's a healthy thing to have, that it does hurt, because I know what you mean. Like when I only lost, I feel like, well, I only lost to 61, but it hurts for a period of time. So it definitely it but it's a live learn thing, and that's
you learn
the thing.
By your mistakes. You never die the same way twice.
Yeah,
well, at least you hope not.
Exactly. And if you can learn something from it each time, to me, I keep thinking, well, at least that gives me, I'm getting closer to the end goal of getting to be a 100. So it's amazing that you've.
My last four hunters were literally 68, 78, 85, and then I got to 100. So
it's
keep in there. Awesome. If you really want to get to 100, you just keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then tell me, what zones did you level through? Did you have a specific path in mind to follow, or did you jump around, or how? Tell me about your leveling experience.
I mean, like I said, it was my 13th try. So through those previous 12 tries, I kind of built up a blueprint almost of, because I think my first five or six irons, I died around 25 to 35. But I was just building up knowledge, really, of knowing, you know, what zones to go in, what areas not to go in. And I always go the same way every time. I literally go to the same paths, the same rares, the same flight points, the same inns. I just go the same way now. Because like I think one of your titles is knowing is after battle.
Yeah.
And that's so true. So just stick to what you know. Build up that knowledge. I mean, there's a reason you died at 85. Now you've got to get there again, so do the exact same thing.
All right. Now, for you, and I'm just going to throw in a question here because I'm curious as to what you're doing, but are you now currently leveling a different class?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what did you choose?
Because I really want to do it again. If you know what I mean. Like I said earlier, you make a Night Elf Hunter. That's the least challenging. It is. Everyone knows that it's the least challenging. And, you know, that's literally, if you're learning how to ride a bike, you put on your helmet, your stabilizers. And I've decided to take the stabilizers off and I'm going monk now.
Mm-hmm.
So Night Elf monk. I'm not quite taking off the helmet of Night Elf. I'm not ready for that. No.
Yeah. All right. And how many monks have you lost?
This is my first one.
Okay. This is, so you're on your first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you doing the same path as what you did with your... Okay. Yep.
Exactly the same. Every...
Okay.
You know, quest for quest. Exactly the same.
All right. Okay. That's,
but the only thing that's different with monk... The only thing that's different with monk is you've got a daily every day, which really helps. You get, you know, where you go to do your... get that buff, but you have to click it off.
Yep.
And that really helps. That gives you that extra bit of XP.
Okay.
For doing that daily. Mm. Yeah.
Of course. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That's
and
so
Touch of Death is a godsend. I love Touch of Death.
Wow. Nice. All right. Okay. Well, good luck with that. Can't wait to see how you go.
Well, it's currently 55, so I'm getting there.
Holy dooly. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Alrighty. So then tell me, for you, what has been the most challenging zone, do you think?
Without doubt, Duskwood.
Mm-hmm.
Duskwood is death capital for my irons anyway. I think I've lost maybe 6 or 7 irons there before I realized that you really don't want to be going there at level. So basically what I do now is after Red Ridge, I hit 20 in Red Ridge. And usually I'd go down into Duskwood. And then time after time, I was just getting ripped apart by them Worgen. it's just like iron after iron, just dying to those Worgens. So what I do now is I go up to wetlands.
Yeah.
I go up to wetlands. I'll level in wetlands up to about 25, 26. And then I come back down at Duskwood. And then nothing can touch you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right. That's an interesting one. Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
So
never,
then...
Never go to Duskwood at level.
Okay. Yeah.
Even on a hunter.
Pretty
fun. Even on
that.
A hunter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I do know that. But that's a really good point in what to do. So for you, what has been your fondest memory with leveling your 100 hunter? Besides hitting 100, obviously, but has there been something else in that journey that really springs to mind?
I think overall, all them 13 hunters, it's just what the Iron Challenge actually gives you as a WoW player. It takes you back. And you enjoy the smallest things again. You know, you take a quest and it says, oh, go in this cave. And you got to pick up 10 barrels, kill 10 things. At the end of the cave, you got to kill this big bad guy.
Yeah.
And then you do it and you're like in there and you're like, oh, my God. And you're CCing things and you're trying not to pull 2 things at once. And then when you come out of that cave, you feel like you've just done a one-man dungeon. It's just like – and you don't get that feeling anymore in the game. I feel I've played this game for 10 years. You do not get that feeling in the game anymore.
Mm.
I mean, unless you're probably mythic raiding and you down that big bad boss and you've been on it for a month and you get that feeling.
Yeah.
Literally you have probably 50 or 60 of them feelings level into 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I got from it.
That's a really good point, because if you've been playing WoW for quite some time, then you know what it's like to do your first of anything, and you get to do that each time as a challenge tone, and you have to be so mindful and so careful and conscientious aware.
Because now you can just run around in heirlooms and you just like pop, pop. Mm. You don't, it's almost, it's not a game anymore. It's almost like Farmville. You're just, it's, you're trying, they may as well just say, oh, yeah, here's a level 100. Because it's, you don't get any enjoyment from it, I feel. But you, in an iron, you just get that feeling. Every quest is a challenge.
Yeah,
it's just, and I mean, even to the point where picking up a grey cloak and you're like, oh wow, I got a grey cloak, two more armor. You're like, oh, it's like, and it's a grey. It's it's great.
It's amazing how excited we get about grey and white gear. Yeah. It's absolutely
the grey cloak. Finally,
yes. Alrighty, so then what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a WoW challenge tune for the first time?
I would just say, look, if you're setting out, like I did, you want to do a level 100, you want to get to 100, okay, just give yourself the best chance, you know, just give yourself the best chance, and the best chance is Night Elf Hunter. You know, or a very, if you don't want to go Night Elf, you don't have to go Night Elf. You can, like Asmund Gold, he's doing a human hunter. Okay, he seems to be doing all right. But do a hunter, do a Night Elf hunter. You've got that extra little stabilizer of Shadowmeld.
Yep.
And you get that from the start. You know, if you get in trouble, Shadowmeld. You're out of trouble, carry on with your day. And that's if, but I suppose there's, you know, some people play Iron Man, do the Iron Man challenge just to challenge themselves. You know, they want to make a gnome mage just to see how far they can get on a gnome mage. And that's good too. You know, that's, but if you want to get to 100, just try Night Elf Hunter, get to 100 and then, you know, try something different. Do a Night Elf Monk. But yeah, if you really want to get to 100, just do Night Elf Hunter and just ply your trade with a Night Elf Hunter, and just if you die, make another Night Elf Hunter. You
do
die,
it again.
Make another one. Make another one.
Okay.
Learn.
So
you know.
So make it as if doing a path of, right, we go down this path, you die, so do another one, go down again, the same path, and just get it so it becomes really ingrained.
Yeah, but that's only
in,
if you want. That's only if you want to get to 100 and that's your main aim. I mean, some people don't think of it as like, I'm going to get to 100. They just want to have fun. They just want to, you know, play a mage, no mage, or and have fun with it. And that's good too.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's all part of it. Having fun, like wherever we can get our enjoyment. And for a lot of us, doing a challenge tune is fun. So that's awesome. Yeah. Okay. So what I'll get you to do is, do you have anywhere that people can contact you or get in touch with you?
Well, I'm pretty boring. Actually, I don't, you know, I'm not a YouTuber, I'm not a Twitcher, I'm not anything like that. But I mean, I don't even have a Facebook, so you know,
that's okay. Neither do I.
Yeah,
it's all right.
So yeah, so I mean, I've got a Twitter account which I made recently, which was to actually get hold of Stone because I had a problem in Iron Man. So
nice.
I mean, if anyone by any chance wants to, you know, maybe get a bit of Iron Man advice. They can get me at Margathon1981. You know.
Okay.
You know,
1981. Excellent. Yeah. Well, we will definitely have that.
And because of the, which I just found out recently, actually, it's been in the game in Warlords of Draenor. You got a Twitter sort of thing you can do in WoW.
Yes.
Where you can post it on Twitter, you can post your achievements and
my
stuff like that.
Thing.
I've literally just found it. It's my new toy.
Yes.
So but the funny thing is I don't have any followers, so I'm literally just posting it to myself. So anyone out there wants to follow me, you can see me posting my achievements.
Yes. Excellent. Yeah. We will definitely have that link up on the website as well.
Yeah, I've got some nice photos of my monk leveling up at the moment. So.
Oh, good. Awesome. All righty. Well, we'll put that there. And I have to say, congratulations again. Awesome achievement.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing where you go with the monk. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah. And I'd just like to say, you know, a great, great thing with the site, and yeah, it's a good site. And to be honest, without this site and you guys, that I tell you, there'll be a lot less people playing WoW right now. So Blizzard owe you.
Blizzard owes. Yeah, I think
they owe you some of that.
A lot of veterans at Stone. Yeah. So it's awesome. Alrighty. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Thanks for that. That was pretty good. And yeah, and you made the comment right there at the end that Blizzard owes a lot to a lot of people besides us. You know, it's all of you guys that were here before me that really kept things alive. That's who really kept things up, right? So you guys get the props. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Kudos to you, but kudos to the veterans and all the people that have been doing the challenges for a long time. So yeah. Awesome.
And do you see Stir's screen?
I don't even.
So if you're listening and you're not watching, you need to go watch it, and you just see that a ton of people from the official guild are on his screen and are just having fun and
they're having a party.
Down. Yeah,
that's the only thing I'm gonna say.
It's crazy. It's I feel like I'm in Goldshire.
Yeah, that's how it looks. But awesome. And hi everyone, we can see you. Hey guys. Awesome. Alrighty, let's go on with the state of the challenges report. So,
we've changed this again to the top 10 for each group because it was getting too long, even posing level limits and all that. So let's just start off. We have Fair. What do you do? I can't pronounce your names. Fair Taylee at level 77. Dvorat at level 80. Cragane died at level 84. The person that we had on our show last show, died. Asmongler 2 is dead at level 84. I've not watched to see what he's posted up yet, so I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he's going to keep it up or not. Dread Jitters died at level 87. Ironstir is like level 89. Stir, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Awesome.
Ooh, nice.
Like 3 bubbles from 90.
Nice. Please, nice. Can you hit max before we go into our next expansion? Please. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. No pressure.
Thanks.
No pressure.
Okay. So we got a Russian name here, level 90, and Google Translate says that it's Verdziz, and I hope I'm not swearing. Calendral is level 95. Iron Revenge is level 98. And now we have our first ever Iron Warrior champion is Lysand. This is his third iron. I think I reported accidentally before that it was his second, but actually this is his third. He is actually the first iron to hit max level in Warlords with his priest. So this is, yeah, this is the first ever warrior from what I can see digging up the old info from back in the day. And this is amazing because, you know, we always said, well, warriors are never going to do it. Never, never, never. We've had one guy get close, and I think he was like 86 or something like that. And when Lysand was Lysandy, Lee Sunday. Anyway, I'm bad. I'm just a baddie. So when he was getting up into like 9 or so, I was getting a little bit worried that he's going to get really close and then die. But yeah, I'm glad that he made it. Congratulations.
Yay.
Congrats. He will be on. I have him not officially booked, but we have a date. So... and it will be very soon. So, moving on to Bloodthirsty, we have Chermatine at level 30, Thran at level 30, Kunik at level 30, No Quest, died at level 33. Rest in peace. Heal Nova is level 38. Iron DK is now red flagged at level 56 due to the your wonky flag, and we'll talk about that a little bit after. Bent Grinder rounds out the list at level 60. Bent Grinder, I think, is one of our veterans too, right? I think it's, is it Iron Worgen or I know it's not Five Iron. Anyways. So, going to Pacifist, we have Five No Harm. This is his new Pacifist at level 47. Ferillion is level 48. Patchouli, number 4, is 53. Peacely is 60. Kuma, 60. Rhine, level 61. Tani is level 68. Oh, so Five Iron is Bent Grinder. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Tani was 68, Bloodlust is 74, Syndris is level 90, and rounding out the end of that list is Tokiv, got red flagged with one kill at level 93. And this is why I don't play the pacifist very often, because, I'm going to get attacked by Bob. My kitten's awake. So, rest in peace, and, you know, sorry for your flags, and congrats on your levels, and keep it up. And if you've been red flagged or died, take some time and then re-roll and come back armed with the knowledge that, you know, of how you got flagged or died, and don't let it happen again. As a reminder, we are giving away this bad boy. I did turn on the light, so hopefully now I won't get... Oh man, there's still glare from the screen. Sweet. Anyways, okay, that's yeah, that does look like Lita.
It does.
It does.
So you're raffling me. That's awesome. So okay.
You need to type in !! raffle in order to enter, and we are going to be chat. Yes into the chat. You have to follow us on Twitch. And you need to enter !! to enter to win that. So other than that, I think we're going to go move on to our host chat. Uh-oh. And yeah, Bob's around.
Bob's around.
Yeah, so we're going to go move on to the host chat. We're going to start with you, Stir. What have you been up to lately? Come here, buddy.
Besides, trying to get this tuned to 100, I wanted to ask the group, have you ever killed another real player as an Iron? I have. I've killed two Horde, and the way I did it, one, I love killing Horde because, they kill me. And so the way I've killed them is two ways. There's two tricks. One, have you ever been in Dustwallow Marsh? You know, there's that witch hill, the cleansing witch hill, and you get to the point where you have to go to the end of the dock and you do the torch and the bat comes out and you got to kill it. Well, yep. There's been a couple of times when there's been like a Horde player on the dock away from keyboard, and that's not a good place to be. So I will spawn the bat and then I'll vanish and watch the poor player die. And the other way is in I know. Ow. And then in Zangamarsh, you know how you have to go around to those four control towers and you have to plant the seeds and gum up the mechanics, and every time you do, it spawns a control operator to come fight you. Well, and again, what you can do is if you come up and you happen across another player who's already down in health and struggling, all you have to do is throw your seeds into the thing and they'll spawn another and leave, like vanish. And I've gotten a Horde that way too. So there's no challenge for killing real world Horde players, but if there were, I'm up by two.
Nice.
So nothing else that you wanted to add? Oh, Bob.
He's very
he's very clawy.
Let's see. Just flipping through some of my notes. No. That's it for me.
Okay.
So, I'll go, I'm going to say that this is going to be a little heavy, it'll only be a few minutes. It is going to be a little bit more on the, heavy side, like I said before. Basically, some of you know, most of you probably don't know, but some of you do know, that, I do have ALS. Now, the thing is that when most people think of that, they think of, you know what, the person's going to die within 2 to 4 years. And for the most part, that's true. However, what you don't know is that the progression of it is not the same for everyone. So there are some people that will pass after 10 years. There's some people that will pass after only 1 year. They don't know why. It's just that's how it is. Fortunately for me, for whatever reason, I have my progression is very slow. So from what we understand, I've probably had it for a good 10 to 15 years, maybe more. And at the rate that we're going, I shouldn't be going anywhere within the next few years or anything like that. However, I will say that, you know, because of it, I can't work now. There's stuff like that. Okay. So it does impact my life. Whereas, you know, I can't walk around as quickly anymore. I can't sit down at this computer as much without feeling some kind of pain or just being tired. Just trying to walk around gets me out of breath. I actually can't lift my arms up enough to lift things. So that's just it. So it's one of these things that it just slowly over time that it will eventually get me. It's not going to get me anytime soon, but it is a thing. Okay. So last year, I participated in a walk to raise some cash to, basically what they're trying to do is trying to make ALS not a fatal disease, so that you can actually treat it. Not necessarily find a cure right now, but if you can treat it, then you can extend your life and all that kind of stuff. So we are going to be raising some cash. I did walk in it last year about 3K out of 5K, and then I was done. This year, I know for sure, unless I can get my scooter up there, I definitely will not be able to walk. However, my wife is I'm going to be walking with a bunch of our friends as well. I'm kind of hoping to find a way to get the scooter up because I'll have my little Horde flag on there. I know that a lot of us are not Horde, but that's okay, you know. I'm going to post a link. If you want to donate, you can. If you don't want to, that's okay. I won't be mentioning this every show. I will be mentioning it once in a while. And as we get closer to our walk is in June, I'm going to say June 18th. Oh, Bob, what's he getting into? So the walk is like June 18th. So we have a lot of time. You don't need to, don't feel like you have to. Also, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. And one of the things that I've actually talked with our friend here, Hulkster, and Lita as well, and I've got some other people too, is that, you know, if anything were to happen to me, the website's not going to go away. I've got plans in place to make sure that it transitions to the right people, to make sure it keeps on going, because that to me was very, very important, because I didn't want to see what happened last time happen now. Just because one person goes, then everything just dies, right? Like that's not cool. So we were going to end this on a light note. Speaking of dying, okay, again, I'm not dying anywhere, dying anytime soon. But speaking of dying, I did kill my level 19 mage iron to the Ashtail rare fox in lock mode. Because I was felt I could kill it. I don't know why. I was like, yeah, I could take this thing out. Nope. And it wasn't like I got attacked by other stuff. It was like, I couldn't do it. And I was like, what the heck? And I tried to, you know, I tried to run, and that was, I mean, like when I was like half health, I was like, I should still be able to. And no, that was the wrong call. So, the other stuff I did, I'm leveling my, Death Knight through Hellfire, which probably I should not have, but I am picking my targets wisely. So I'll often wait for paths to move and all that kind of stuff. There was one part where I knew that there was a group of people going through, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to wait for them to clear out a few, and then I'm going to pick apart a couple of the guys that are off on their own. You know that fortress that's all ruined, where there's all the ghost footmen and pallies, and there's mages? Well, there, I kind of feel like everything's all packed in and tight, so I did wait for a party to go through there. I did not know them at all, but I was like, oh, I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm at 63, but the quests that I have are too tough, like trying to kill the big red rock guys. That's just not going to happen. So I'm going to hang on to those until I'm higher up. I did get to stream for the first time, and it feels like weeks. I got my pally up to like level 24 on stream, and then I got it, and then later on that night I got it up to level 25. And my pacifist is level 9. Whoop-de-doo! Woo! Such a grind. No, it's such a grind. When I get to 20, I think that's the key part. That at 20 it will be a big deal, because then you can get archaeology and then you can level up fairly quickly with that. But just to get there is like, ugh, I don't want to do it. I just don't. I for the people that get there, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. So, Lita, on to you.
Yes. Okay. What have I been doing? Well, it feels like, I don't know, it feels like I've not done very much at all. But I have played my Night Elf Hunter, my Iron, and I've taken her, I think last time she was 13. She's up to about 24 or 25, so I'm getting there with her, which I'm really happy about. I've got things configured, and I'm trying to do what everyone points out, the tips and the tricks, and I'm like, stay with the stuff that you know. So, so I've had a couple of scary moments, but nothing truly like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. Nothing like that. Just, you know, just watching what I'm doing and taking on quests and then going over to the area and just kind of going, oh, hang on, yeah, I don't think I'll do that quest. It's, you know, it seems a little bit bad. So if my gut says that, I'm dropping it. Like, just, I'm just going with that. Because every time I go against my gut, something bad happens. So listen to the gut instinct. That's what we're doing. So, yes. Mount runs. Well, I try. Look, I'm getting there. I've not played anyone else this week other than her and other than my new little warlock that I made, but she's not a challenge to. So it's been a big real life week that feels like I've not played very much at all. But I did get do some runs for mounts, and there was nothing this week, which was disappointing. However, I did go over to Tanananan Jungle, and I finally got my last mount off Doomroller. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, so Warsong Dire Fang finally dropped after I can't even remember how many kills I'd gone through. But that's mount 278. So nice. I was very, very excited about that. That was awesome. And Nemesis, I'm killing gnomes at the moment for Nemesis. I'm 24 out of 500. Enough said. That's, I hate Nemesis. I'm done.
PvP stuff. I don't PvP, man. I can't do it. So I just leave.
Oh, it's Asheron's fun. I've told you, Asheron's a lot of fun, but there are no damn gnomes in Asheron. And whenever I see, if I'm lucky, last two battlegrounds, there was two, like out of a 40v40 Asheron, two gnomes is it. So, you know, trying to kill them over and over is really, really difficult. But anyway, we'll see. We'll keep going. So that's pretty much been what I've been up to. So let's talk about the giveaway again.
So this is going to be one of your last chances to enter. You need to type in !raffle, all one word. You also need to follow us on Twitch in order to be able to enter. I'll show you what it looks like. So !raffle. That's how we do that. And then Moobot should say, added one or more users to the raffle. And then we're going to start talking like this now, because this is my radio announcer voice that really drives people crazy. All right.
Awesome. Honestly, I have no control of him, people. It's just, he does what he wants, honestly.
So what's up next on the schedule there, Lita?
All right, so time for Chit Chat. This is where people get to ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn about potential disastrous Ares quests. Things like that. So the first one, let's talk about number one, is an email from Theo. And they say, hello and good day to you. Is there any chance to remove the red flag on my Iron Man Challenger? I made the idiotic mistake to use a Noggin Fogger Elixir. And now that I have been 57 levels on, I wouldn't like to start all over again. Stone. Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the elixir. Yeah, it doesn't really help you. It doesn't give you a buff or anything, but it's the elixir. Sorry. We already have some checks in place where if you use a quest elixir more than once per quest, the first time it's okay, but if you try that again, it's going to flag you. So elixirs, if you can help it, don't even bother to use them for your quests. And, you know, unless you are very conscious about using that elixir only once for that quest, then you're fine. But every other elixir, because it's not part of a quest, you're kind of out of luck there. So
quick question with the quest elixirs. Yeah. So say if you go through, you try to do it, you've drunk the quest elixir, you go to do the quest, you don't finish the quest and the elixir goes, would you have to drop the quest and retake it again, or it's too late?
It's
like if you don't complete it within the time the elixir is on, you need to abandon it.
Okay, so like I said, if this is the first time that you've had to use the elixir more than once for one quest, you're okay. If it's the second time, third, fourth, you're in trouble. You will be flagged.
Yeah.
If you're going to run out and you're not sure, don't do it. Because, I mean, usually the elixir stuff is like level... Like it starts up in Northrend, right? That's where they start it, I think. I don't think you need elixirs. Oh no, sorry. There's one in Sangermarsh, right? That you need to take the elixir and go talk to an Arakoa guy.
Oh,
I think so.
I don't know.
I think that's.
I haven't got that far yet.
So. No, okay. Yeah, you're so, just flying low. So.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that, Stern. Awesome. alrighty. So, Stir, can you have you got the?
Stir, are you in? Do you have the show notes, my friend?
Or the show notes?
Yeah, because there's an, you know how I shared you the show notes? There's
oh,
an email
yeah, there. The show notes. Yes, I do.
Okay, do you want to read email number two?
Oh, all right.
Or I can just do it.
Faster. No,
you can do it.
I'll do it. All right, okay. I'll do it. You just keep dancing on the fire.
There. Oh, my That's goodness.
Awesome. Party at Chill Wind, I hear. All righty. So, another email, and this is from Pinty, and they ask, I was doing the Death Knight Iron Man challenge, logged out to update my character, and it said, something looks wonky with your DK, please contact Stone. So my question is, what can I do to solve this problem? As far as I know, I did everything by the rules. Stone. Okay.
So, we found a person that uploaded a video saying, hey, you guys can just keep your green gear on, kill all the stuff, and when you log out, change to your white gear. And I'm like, you know, I usually do not red flag people for things that I see on video, because usually all that it is you're grouping up and they're not going to get very far, so I don't bother, because they're going to do a group and they're going to have fun and all this stuff. That's fine. It's not a serious attempt. This kind of irked me, so I red flagged them, and I began to think about, well, how could we figure out if people were trying to do this? And I've added code in for Death Knights only. And it's not perfect. So if you think you are, if you get this wonky flag, send me a message and let me know. And we'll talk about it. And, you know, it's quite possible that the numbers are not perfect. I don't expect it to be 100%. I would like it to be there. I think it's close. But it's possible it could be picking up people that are completely fine. So, hey, my heat just went on. Apparently it's too cold. Yay, Canada. So it's like April 9th, man. Like, come on. Wow. So, yeah. I mean, if you ever get this, send me a message on the forums or my email, and and we'll talk. So it's there to try to help to make sure people are doing the Death Knight part the way that they should be.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Cool. All right. Cool. So thank you for that information, which again, if people have got questions, concerns, etc., just make sure that you write into the show at podcast@wowchallenges.com. And we can put that into the show. Now, chat room stuff. Chat room's going crazy. I think they're all very excited about dancing with Stir over in Chillwind. A lot of people are very, very happy about doing that. But they're talking about the elixirs that are used in spires. And they've said that, yeah, that's part of, obviously, the code, because there's various different quests for all that. Yeah. And again, it's like anything, I think, who said that possibly, you know, just don't do it. It's always an option is just to leave them. So, yes. And there's lots of stuff, but I'm going way, way back. But a lot of it's mostly about the party. Everyone's dancing on
fires. Well, Roadster is mentioned, you know, bunnies. That, you know, if you should just avoid quests that require the elixir, right? I mean, yeah, you want to do quests, but you also don't want to play with fire, too. So, and if you get flagged because you're using the elixir, like the elixir for a quest, yes, I say that you won't get flagged for it. But there is a caveat there saying, you know, if you use it too much, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, why push it? Yeah, I mean, it's only one quest. There's like how many quests? There's like 10, 11? No, like overall, like even in Warlords, okay. They added a few more. And just avoid them. There's so many quests to do. Just avoid it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. So, if in doubt, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
So, we are at the giveaway time. I did send out another tweet. So, if you want to win this book, we are giving it away now. This book here. Okay, see that? This book here? It's in plastic wrap, never been opened. It retails at $40 American, $51 Canadian. I think the exchange is wrong. But anyways, books. Anyways, so we're going to give that away. So in order to enter, you need to follow us on Twitch and then type in !! Raffle. So there's 18 people in the chat room right now. I don't see that. I see 23. Anyways,
well, I'm not including us.
And I almost pulled like a what's his face there. Just, you know, you type it and I'm going to read it. So good thing you didn't type anything bad.
It's in black. Man. You're not supposed to read it. It's in black. Oh, yeah, that's
right. Okay, so if you want to enter, please type in raffle. Okay, so we are going to go, because it looks like it's good. Even though it doesn't show me a list, I've clicked it twice and it picked a different person. So it looks like it's working. Here's Bob. Yes, Bob, what?
Bob wants to help you with the raffle.
Come on. Come on. You going to come? Meow. Come on. No.
No.
Okay, so we are going to do it in... let me just see if there's anything on Twitter. I just want to make sure it actually got sent out. Where's my tweet? We are doing the draw in about 1 minute. Yep. Okay. All right. So you want to count down for me, and I'll click the button.
Sure. From what? From three?
I don't know.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not counting down from 10. That's like, we'll be here.
Can you count down from like, better not. We're a clean tag show.
Man. Clean tag. Does this give you enough time that we're filling in by just pretending stuff? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to give people a chance to enter. Yeah, okay, go for it.
Okay, all right. So in 3, 2, 1.
The winner is, BearTank_V.
Woohoo!
So, whoever you are, congrats. You need to get a hold of me and tell me what your address is. Hello, Bob. Now you're here, eh? Hi, Bob. Goodbye, Bob. Yeah, I know. I'm such a meanie. Okay, I will send BearTank. Oh, BearTank's here. Awesome. BearTank, could you... send me a private message on Twitch and give me your address, and I will ship it out starting on, everything's closed tomorrow. I think the mail post office is closed tomorrow, so I'll try to send it out on, Monday. I don't know how long it'll take, maybe a couple weeks, because, I'm not going to be sending it next day or anything like that, but, you will get it though. So congrats. Thank you for... Awesome. The winner is Sydney. Thank you for everyone that helped me get the word out. I did want to make sure that as many people as possible had a chance to win this. I want to pay it forward. So,
congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah.
So where are we right now? Is that it?
That's...
Oh. Well, yeah, now it's wrap-up. wrap-up time. It's my cue again. And I've missed it. Sorry. So our next show is Saturday, April the 23rd, 7 p.m. the Eastern time,
really?
Which is Sunday, April the 20th. Oh, wait. Damn it.
Really?
Dang old poop. Dang old poop.
Ooh, such language, story.
Dang old poop. What day is it today? The 19th? The 9th? 16. Uh-oh. What am I doing? There. I'm wonking around. Okay. It's the 16th. Okay. We are going Saturday, April the 16th. A week from today. At 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, April the 17th. At 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is also 1 a.m. Central European Time. Thule will be joining us. He's the guy that's got like wow. He's a guy that got like that has like five pacifists, and he's trying to level them without professions. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So he'll be here next week. I've met this guy in person. He's super nice, super nice guy. He will be joining us at 1 a.m. because he's from Sweden, man. So
nice.
He'll be tired. So yeah, and actually, yeah, there's a thing in the chat room. Who wins the Rogueser dance off?
Rogueser.
Yeah. I mean, Rogueser is like the center. Rogueser is like the center of attention. Actually, I like the red dress. So.
No, thank you.
Bam. Digital. Anyway, so okay, so the other thing that we wanted to say is that we are going to once a week from here on out, unless something happens.
It'll be weekly show now,
it's,
guys.
Yeah, so. It's going to be a weekly show, at least until Legion. We're going to see what happens. Yep. We don't know how it's going to work in like once that comes out. So, yeah. And so hopefully, yeah, this will be about... I know we started a little bit late, but we're almost at the two-hour mark. I kind of want to keep it to like an hour and a half-ish at the most. So this is what happens when we miss a week. See? You see? Anyways. So, sure. Thank you, Stir, for joining... Oh, and yeah. Thank you, Stir, for joining us. And Lita, off to you.
Okay. So, I was going to say, if Stir can let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact with you if they want, please.
Oh, sure. Well, the easiest, of course, is just to join us on the Guild. I'm almost always on, it seems like. And I do have a Twitter account at Geek Rogueser. And, it's up on the screen, so you can get a hold of me that way.
Yeah.
And stirmail@protonmail.com will also work.
Excellent. And thank you so much for coming and having a chat. We really appreciate it. And thank you for bringing the dancing. The dancing's going very nicely, I see.
Well, thanks. And thanks to all my guildies. You guys made it a lot of fun, and so this was just a blast. Thanks.
No worries. Alrighty. Well, let's bring this on home. So if anyone wants to find us, don't forget the WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We are on Facebook, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/wowchallenges1. It's one, number one, not the spelling. Alrighty. And don't forget, we are on Twitch live every week, twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
I also wanted to add, I know we didn't have it in the notes, is that we do have a Discord server up. There is a link on the website. It's up at the top corner, right underneath the search button. There's this little chat, little boxy thing with, it looks like a little game controller. So you can click on that and join us on Discord. Yeah, I didn't add that in here because I wasn't sure if I was going to say anything, but it's not like we're getting flooded with folks, so I'm happy with it. Basically, the rules of it are don't be mean. Don't say anything that's going to bug somebody else. Just, you know,
Will
be
Wheaton's
nice, man.
Will Wheaton's rule, you know? Basically.
Will Wheaton's rule. Don't be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you can find me on Twitter at Wow Challenges. Oh yeah, and so for the Discord, basically I don't have a nice address for it, so that's why I'm not saying it. Just go to the website and click on that link, and it's there. So yeah, you'll find me on Twitter at Wow Challenges, because my brain is like squirrel. I'm all over the place. Can you go? Yeah. So I
all right. And if anyone wants to find me, I'm on Twitter. I am at Leta Wow. That's LetaWow. And you can listen to me prattle on Behind the Avatar, Cops Run Radio, and Geektopia podcast. So again, our intros and outro is done by our intro is done by Mark Conan, and he is fantastic, and we love him very much for doing the intro, because it's awesome. And if anyone wants to contact him, you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan Well, and also he's on Torrent Think Tank with Jules, so you can contact him via that. And we're still having where's the fire gone? The fire's out.
It's time to go.
Now
it's a flash bundle.
Farewell.
Does that mean that you're going to flash us?
Avita saying goodbye.
And as far as a clean tag show, I don't know what flashing means.
Hey, really nice job, guys. You two are really good moderators.
Lita's the moderator. I just... All right, so thanks for joining us, Stir. Thank you, everyone, for coming along. Thank you for everyone that helped us to get the word about the book. Congrats to Pear Tank. I've sent you a message on Twitch. Please respond and let me know, and I'll ship this out to you ASAP. We will be back next week, and... see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.